Dr. Chris. Welcome to my podcast. This is the first episode, and what I'd like to do is to explain why I call my business Level 3 Coaching. It's kind of a strange name, but my own history is I did start doing IT years ago, and I ended up doing third level support. What third level support is not running the day. Rather, when the more complicated problems come in, that's what I was best at. So I moved into acupuncture, and I've spoken with other practitioners, I've spoken with colleagues, people in other professions. And what tends to gravitate to my office are people with the more difficult issues, again, taking me into that third level support. And now in this transition to coaching, I really enjoy and thrive on helping people with complicated issues. In coaching, and I really don't even do exactly coaching, I incorporate hypnotherapy, NLP, internal family systems, intuitive processes. I can't even begin to describe what I do, but coaching is used as a common word. So in coaching, there's a few things. Number one, you cannot coach above your consciousness level. And number two, when we are doing coaching, both parties are seeing inside themselves. We're reflecting each other. So I find that I've had my own difficulties and challenges, and they were pretty complicated. And a lot of people, tough nut to crack, so to speak. So that's what resonates strongly with me. And I have a background of facing my own challenges and having to develop a set of tools to effectively address. I'm very good at avoiding and hiding things from myself. Therefore, when I'm working with someone, frequently they will reveal certain things that other people may not have picked up on, but because of my own background with working on myself, I have the tools, the aptitude, and the knowledge that goes into picking up the subtleties and being able to help the person to see that. What's really fascinating when we're working is resistance. Resistance is probably the coolest thing because it's super annoying. And it takes so many forms. Resistance will frequently come across as pain. So it's painful to go somewhere, so we don't want to go there. And avoidance. And avoidance is so fascinating to watch once you know what you're looking for. Have you ever had someone tell you something and it just didn't stick, even if they tell you two or three times? Or same thing happens where you're telling someone else. That's a form of resistance. That's a challenging of a belief system. And one way of avoiding is by not even processing. I will tell people the most obvious plain things and they cannot repeat it back to me multiple times because that's where their resistance lies. That's where the blind spots are. Those are put there to protect us, but they frequently no longer serve their purpose. They are remnants of earlier traumas. Now, I don't really like to dive into trauma itself. I don't like to go into the retelling of traumatic stories. That can be done in therapy. What I like to do is to help the person to move past the trauma, to see what's underneath that, to see the beautiful, complete, whole person that's underneath the trauma that happened. So the trauma is no longer defining you. Instead, you're free and you're able to move past it. And it's kind of like, it would be like putting mud on a light bulb. It's an area that just doesn't shine. And then the light bulb is still whole and the mud no longer identifies and just falls off. As opposed to having to keep talking about the mud just falls off. This is how I can have people I'm working with. Now, everyone has their own answer. So every session, every moment of every session has the potential to become anything, to have that that aha moment, that deep opening. I was doing a coaching call a couple of weeks ago. That's exactly what happened. It was almost like this random moment, and the gentleman I was coaching just had this aha, like everything opened up for him. It was absolutely beautiful to watch because he saw something inside himself. He saw past where the resistance was and saw what was underneath and saw the beauty, completeness, and wholeness of himself. And it was a beautiful opening. So this is why I like doing level three. Level one is the easier cases, the more typical cases, the cases that we can do out of a textbook. Level two involves a certain degree of customization. Level three is really every moment having to be present and attentive and ready to pivot into that truth that's right there. Because the answer is always in front of us. We are always provided for. I'm going to do a specific recording on faith. Now, I am a big fan of faith. The other day, I was like, I am kind of like a holy roller, except I don't prescribe any particular religion. I am just such a big fan of finding one's faith. And I have a lot of clients and patients who have gone through 12-step programs, and faith is an integral component of that. I also have a pretty extensive spiritual background, and that's also faith. Whatever a person finds their faith in is their truth. But without faith, we are in fear. So once we find our faith, and you obviously are asking to yourself, but faith, what am I supposed to have faith in? And the faith you're supposed to have, and supposed to, by the way, I don't like using that either, but the faith that I work to build is faith in myself, faith in my creator, faith in my world. And by proxy, that will be faith in everything that happens. What we have is the capacity to even begin to see how there are what I'd call successes or victories, and there are learning moments and learning lessons. That's what these, what we call failures, are. And just to expound on that slightly, these moments, although not completely pleasant, come from a place of deep love. Love for ourselves and love from our creator, from our higher power, from God. These are to help us to become better, to help lead us back onto our true path. As I was conditioned, many of us have been, I make decisions from limit and fear, historically. Those decisions and those actions are not authentic. Those are the path of unhappiness. Those are the path of not being fulfilled. The decisions made from authenticity, love, and truth, and the actions taken from that place of wholeness, abundance, love, and service, will be supported by the power greater than me. That's when I'm working, what puts me in the flow state and keeps me there. I do a lot of somatic work. I do acupuncture work. I do body work. I do energy work and the coaching. And all of those, when I am in the flow state, I can feel and I'm aware that I'm being guided and supported in my work, and it shows in the results. It's absolutely remarkable. Every moment of work is a meditation unto itself. It's moments of growth for me. I am so grateful for the people I work with and work on, because they are my teachers. They are a way that the world communicates back to me, shows me and supports me, shows me that it's intelligent, that it's loving, that it's present through the synchronicities. I get spoken to through the lyrics in music that happen to match whatever a conversation is happening. The music lyrics will match when I'm in flow. And it's this beautiful support. So, back to the main topic. Level three. Level three is going into... This is for people that are serious. Like, honest to God, if you are, well, I don't know if I want to face this or that, that's awesome. It does take courage. And courage, I'm going to repeat this over and over in other recordings. Courage is faith in action. Because courage is overcoming a fear, having faith that this is what is appropriate, and then acting upon it. So courage is faith in action. When we take that leap, when we have that courage to face it, I'm here to help you. If you're in a place where you're not sure, yes, we can have a conversation, see if there's ways we can soft shoe it a little bit at the beginning until we gain a little bit of momentum, until you begin to trust yourself. But for people that really just want excuses to keep staying where they are and want to feel better about it and want me to placate and pacify them. And I have had people that do that. There are people that identify with their illness. Their illness serves them, be it mental, emotional, physical. And they're not in a place where they want to move on. They may think they do, but they actually are not in a place where they're ready. That's not who I serve best. I serve best the people who have hit that wall, who are ready to, a lot like where I was, where I was like, I want to know what it is, but I can't find it. I kept trying to find the fear, and the fear was elusive. That was my resistance technique, was to hide. That's who I'm looking to serve. That's who I do serve best. That's my target audience. And doesn't matter, man, woman, young or old. I love working with people who want to get well, no matter what the history is, no matter how many failures there have been. And I'll have another talk about the why there's so many failures. This is based on personal experience. I have had sessions with just about every... You could go online and look at like awakening coaches and this and that. I probably have a relationship with at least half of them. And I can tell you what the limitations are, and I will in another video. And I've learned a lot from it. I'll give you a hint. It's not going to be like the news. Oh, this is, you know, news at 11. Everything's so important. We're not going to tell you yet. The hint is dogma. But I want it to be an actual talk. But dogma and the dogma traps of getting locked into an ideology do not benefit you. They don't benefit me. Because what happens is, and you can see this with anything, with a master and apprentice, the apprentice can never do what the master does because they're different people. The apprentice can learn and model based on the master, but then the apprentice will develop based on their own energy. David Hawkins' final book, David Hawkins did Power Versus Force. I absolutely love this guy. And reading his book, his final book, I don't recall the name offhand, I could tell that he was connected to his truth. That's one of the things that happens now. When I listen to someone, I can tell when they're speaking from their authentic truth or when they're speaking from what they've learned and they're sort of regurgitating. His is authentic truth. I agreed with him 90% or maybe a little bit more, but there were areas where his truth and my truth were not exactly aligned. But I totally respect that his truth is 100% true to him. But all of us have a slightly different angle of looking at reality. And I'm saying that because let's say I was studying under him and he was my master, and I could never, in authenticity, 100% be like him. So every apprentice following a master will then develop their own flavor. It can never be exactly the same. You'll see this in martial arts. You'll see this in any training. It's never exactly the same. So when a spiritual teacher gets stuck on dogma of what helped to elevate them and tries to push this onto who they're helping, that's a dogma trap. And that's going to lead to a stifling and perhaps stunting and complete arrest of an elevation, because you're going to hit on an area of untruth. And this circles back to my job, how I best serve, is by being a clear reflection, a mirror to you. Getting myself as far out of the way as I possibly can, getting my goals, my intent, that's not what's going to get you to where you want to be. What gets you there is you. And the more clearly I can reflect you, the more clearly I can help you to pick up on those nuances on where you hide your resistance, the better your process is. That's level three. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon. Remember to click the link below to get to my website. If you benefit from this video, please like it and share it to get the word out. You can help yourself and others. Have a wonderful day.